Hey friends, welcome to episode 164 of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast, coming to you from the state capitol in Illinois. I am in Springfield over the weekend and recording right now in a hotel parking lot, parking garage, headed over to the state competition for cheerleading for my daughter's junior high team. So my original intent was to have a guest, Stride Pro Wrestling General Manager Sam Hunter. Unfortunately, our schedules did not link up this week, so we were unable to talk in person or to record an episode. So I'm going to kind of handle the Stride portion of this podcast. Also, as you saw in the header, Samoa Joe is the guest. And let me give you a quick backstory on Samoa Joe and how this has come about. For those who don't know, I work at a TV station in Southern Illinois. I am a morning news anchor. And a friend of mine, Will Gorman, I'll give him a shout out here, is the director over at the Show Me Center in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, which is in the same market here, and it's actually where I went to college. Show Me Center brought in WWE over the weekend, Saturday night, and every time WWE comes to town, to Cape Girardeau specifically, Will lets me know ahead of time and always tries to make arrangements for me to get an interview with a WWE superstar to promote on the news as well as put it on the podcast. So the news clip was relatively short because for, you know, news purposes, things must be more concise and short. I did get to talk to him, but only the interview itself is pretty short. And part of it is plugging the event and getting people to come out. So I'm going to take that portion of the interview out, but I'll leave everything else. And I did get to ask a couple of other questions. But, you know, WWE time is very limited with the superstars. I've had a few others on in the past, including Sheamus, Cesaro, two members of The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. But those interviews have to be kind of short and sweet. And I apologize, this podcast or maybe you're saying that's cool. This week's show is going to be shorter than usual shows. And the Cinti Awards from last week, where we went just over an hour. Chad and I always have fun, though, analyzing and kind of wrapping up each year in professional wrestling. And speaking of which, Wrestle Kingdom 12, of course, happened earlier in the week, last week. I'm sure by now, if you're a fan of that, you've seen it. It was on Access TV over the weekend. I have not been able to catch up on everything. I know what happens, and I'm curious to see what happens next. So I'm not going to comment specifically on the show because I didn't watch it, but I know there was a lot of buzz surrounding Wrestle Kingdom 12 and with good cause, with good justification from what I've seen of the highlights and whatnot. But I mentioned Stride off the top. Stride returns this Saturday night, January 13th. We are at the Illinois Star Center Mall, and something new coming to Stride. I love that Stride continues to innovate and come up with new concepts, new ideas, new things, and this one is called the Stride Cup Tournament. It is an 8-man tournament, and the winner is going to be the first ever Stride Cup champion and win the Stride Cup. And I've seen the cup. General Manager Sam Hunter did show it to me at one of our recent shows, and it's going to be a great tournament. A lot of great competition. J.D. Wilk, for example, will be taking on Axe Allwirt. These are all opening round matches, and the opening round, as I mentioned, is coming up this Saturday night. So it's J.D. Wilk and Axe Allwirt, Brian Richards and El Magnifico in a rematch from our Woodlawn show. I'm sorry, from our last show at the Star Center Mall, where Richards ended up having to shave his beard because it was beard versus mask. Shane Lauder, who is an up-and-comer in Stride Pro Wrestling, is taking on a mystery opponent. The eighth man has not yet been announced. And Heath Hatton battles Ace Hawkins. And I'm excited for this one because if you go and read today's blog over at my123cents.com a little later today, you'll see kind of the history with these two. Ace and Heath have been on the indie scene together for a long time. They were both part of All-American Pro Wrestling, as well as Pro Wrestling Collision, which Heath was the first champion of Pro Wrestling Collision. And Ace Hawkins and Brandon Espinoza were tag team champions in both companies. And both of these guys, I'm excited to see this match because I'm pretty sure Heath said on social media that they've never wrestled each other I know they haven't wrestled each other in Stride. They've been tag team partners in Stride. But they were also tag team partners in 2012 at a little event called WWE Extreme Rules. This was during the Ryback push. They faced Ryback. It was Aaron... Gosh, now I'm trying to remember both names. It was Jay Hatton was Heath's name. And my mind is drawing a blank on Ace's alter ego that night. But anyway, they both faced off against Ryback. It was a great opportunity for both of them. I'm proud of what they have done. They both got a lot on their resume. They're very comparable in their experience. Both have just recently, in the last couple of years, wrestled overseas and had some great opportunities there as well. So this match is going to be... I always try to find a match that might steal the show. This one may steal the show for sure on Saturday night. So be sure to come on out. Again, your usual suspects will also be a part. This is the tournament, but also the tag team titles on the line as the DR Party faces off against Aaron Ricks. Aaron, why do I keep saying Aaron Ricks? Against Aaron Brooks and Joey O'Reilly. We're also going to have the Legacy title rematch where Tony Flood gets a rematch against the new champion Chris Hargis. And Jay Spade, the new Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, will defend against Big Roger Mathis. So lots of solid matches. Be sure to come out. Again, tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids. You're not going to find a better deal in Southern Illinois. So be sure to come on out and support indie wrestling. Shop the merchandise table. Support the men and women of Stride Pro Wrestling and independent wrestling in general. So with that being said, we encourage you to come out, like on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those good things as well. And stay tuned now for Samoa Joe. But also, real quick, wanted to mention, time is running out. January 9th, which is Tuesday, if you're listening to this on Monday, tomorrow, the sale ends on Collar and Elbow. It's collarandelbowbrand.com. Shop. Use the promo code MY123CENTS, and you can save up to 50%. They've got a lot of great things on sale right now, including those ugly Christmas shirts. So if you're looking ahead to this upcoming Christmas, order one of those Collar and Elbow ugly Christmas t-shirts and be ready to go. So again, collarandelbowbrand.com, promo code MY123CENTS. Thanks, everyone, and stay tuned now for Samoa Joe, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
It's my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of a podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Do you have your eyes? Because obviously Royal Rumble right around the corner, and then, of course, the big match, or the big event, WrestleMania. This is a big 18 months or so for Samoa Joe, a couple of years at least, with NXT winning the championship there and now contending for the Intercontinental Championship. What are your sights for 2018 as far as being a WWE superstar?
I mean, obviously the goal is always the Universal Championship, and you know, we're always very much working towards that every day. The big one right now, though, is you know, obviously there are steps to the top of the mountain, the Intercontinental Championship, definitely the focus of what I'm doing right now. So I'm very much looking forward to taking that belt from Roman Reigns and bringing it into the prominence that it deserves.
And tell me a little bit too, if you don't mind. I've been a lifelong professional wrestling fan and have followed you since about 2006. The first time I saw you was at a Ring of Honor show in Chicago, and you wrestled Necro Butcher. And, you know, you talked about the WWE live event, and, you know, you say anything can happen, and it's an intense action. That was one of the most intense situations I'd ever been a part of. You guys spilled into the crowd. So talk to me a little bit about the difference or the preparation that goes into transitioning through all the years that you've put your body on the line for wrestling fans.
I mean, for the most part, the transition for me was relatively easy. You know, worked pretty much for every company on planet Earth, and all sorts of different setups, whether it be for my pay-per-view to national television week after week. So, you know, the adjustment for me personally was very, very minor. Now, if you're asking, you know, is that a big jump from, let's say, guys starting from an independent league or from our competitive league? Absolutely. To understand the nuance of production, and you know, there's a lot more production that goes into WWE shows than probably any live event. And knowing, you know, how to carry yourself out there and get out there with the crowd. WWE crowds, you know, they're very, very demanding and they're very exacting. So it's almost you're put under more of a spotlight with wrestling entertainment than you are than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, and you know, I went to my first WWE live show in 1984, so obviously a long time ago. And those shows have really evolved through the years too. And now they're almost like a mini pay per view or a mini event for the network, with all the experiences that fans can get, as well as the production values that go into it when you guys do make it into a town.
And I think another big aspect of it too is just you're going to see matchups and matches that you will not see on TV. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, there'll be big marquee matchups that we like to do these live events because we know it's a very special environment and it's a chance to kind of, you know, take our show and bring it to the masses, and it's raw, part of the pun. But you know, a lot of times, you know, I tell people all the time, like, if coming to a WWE live event is probably, you know, a tantamount to, you know, one of the best wrestling experiences that you could ever hope to have. So I'm a big proponent of people coming out and checking out the house shows, because like I said, you're just going to see things you're not going to see on television.
And yeah, you bring up a good point too, because you really are, you know, whether it's a child or an adult, I'm almost 45 years old, and there's that rush that you get when you attend one of these events, whether you know, it's in front of the Raw audience or the WrestleMania. I've been to WrestleMania as well, but even these house shows at the Show Me Center, for example, a smaller venue, but nonetheless, the experience is still very very empowering for young fans. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I think it's a rare opportunity for younger fans just to really kind of get in the thick of the WWE experience. And obviously, you know, fans are a big part of the WWE experience. The crowd chants, the way they'll get on guys, just the general interaction between the fans and our superstars. It's definitely something that you'll see played out majorly at a live event. And an opportunity that you won't get with, let's say, like a pay-per-view or Raw.
And we've seen, you know, you've been on the main roster for about a year now, and we've seen you in there with Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins. You've held your own. You're doing outstanding work. You've really, you know, caught the eye of a lot of people that you know, a wider audience, obviously, being on the main roster. Do you have any bucket list or dream opponents between now and you know, the immediate future that you'd like to get in there with?
I think the simple catch-all answer, which is something I truly believe, is, you know, anybody who I haven't crossed paths with on the roster yet, I want to. And, you know, WWE is a collection of, you know, really, you know, top-level athletes. So it's easier for me to tell you kind of who I don't want to work with, who I do want to get in the ring with, because, you know, there's just so many opportunities. I've done Randy Orton, obviously, I'll be back in the AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Bobby Roode, the other guys are on the blue side, and I think that's something that, you know, I haven't gotten to SmackDown to even scratch the surface over there. And Raw, you know, there's still tons of potential one-on-one matchups, you know, similar now. You know, obviously, being Reigns, being Ambrose, being Braun, you know, these are guys who I want to cut my teeth on, and I have no qualms about doing it. And I just hope to wait for the opportunity for it to go down.
Samoa Joe, thank you for your time. Anything else you want to add before we say goodbye?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. They call Missouri the Show Me State, and I hope you all show some love and come on out, because I guarantee it's going to be a great time.
Absolutely. Samoa Joe, thank you so much for spending a few minutes here with us today.
Yeah, right on, man.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.